महाप्रभा निर्विघ्नं गुरुवे देवा सर्वकालेषु
from shall we go? The mind takes a peek back to that day in history when this gathering of comrades was bound together by one common thread. In a single fleeting moment of rumination and retrospection, the entire journey thus far unfolds itself, asking to be relived. Once again,
a tale of continuous guidance and constant guardianship, of playful camaraderie and joyful companionship, of motherly love and heavenly bliss, a story of that pure, pristine, perfect bond between each one of us and his eternal soulmate.
In the face of this epic chronicle, that solitary, cursory, stray thought that had drifted back to those bygone days suddenly blossoms and gives rise to a plethora of blissful memories.
Every remembrance sows the seed of an everlasting sentiment. Every reminiscence triggers the onset of waves of nostalgia, and every recollection becomes enshrined deeper and deeper in our hearts.
But now, perched atop this lofty pinnacle, standing at the cusp of the familiar past and the uncertain future, the time has come for us to spread our wings and soar high into the horizons. Even as unexplored skies await and uncharted territories beckon, even as we linger at the threshold of potentially turbulent times, we bask in the comfort of the single most important constant in our lives.
In those very hands that caught us and carried us whenever we took a leap of faith,
in those very eyes that watched over us and protected us along each step of the way.
In those very words that corrected us, instructed us, and directed us at every juncture.
In that very smile that cheered us up when we felt down and uplifted us even otherwise.
In that very entity that groomed us, fostered us, nurtured us, and made us who we are, in our very own Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
For we know, Swami, that regardless of what the future holds ahead, you will always be there with us, just as you have always been. And for all that you have done for us, as a sincere expression of our heartfelt gratitude, we, your students from Vrindavan, have gathered here today at your doorstep, bearing a bouquet of roses as our offering of devotion and love.
सत्य धर्म संधाय की लोक रक्षण विधाय की भक्त मन सरोरुह स्थाय की दीन हीन जनता फलदाय की గుండెలో హాయికి, తల్లి గుండెలో హాయికి, పుట్ట పర్తి కలశాంబుధికి సాయికి, సత్య సాయికి, పుట్టపర్తి కలశాంబుధికి సాయికి.
Bye.
when life felt like a directionless kite, dancing to the tunes of the ephemeral world, there suddenly appeared a strengthening support. That was when you held our life, Swami. That was when you became our string puller.
Like sheaves of corn, you gathered us to your threshing floor. And like flocks of sheep, we thronged to your beckoning. Undoubtedly, unseemingly, you drew us nearer and nearer.
As kids, we came to your doorstep, O King of Kings. Like every child, we would yearn for the love of our parents. And even before this thought could become a feeling, without a bait of an eyelid, Swami, you morphed into 1,000 mothers and pacified our angst.
Tiny saplings that we were, you nurtured us, tilled our soil, and even shook our roots and pruned our branches with your gentle firmness so that we may grow straight.
Even for a fleeting moment, if we drifted away, your gaze would light up like that of a strict father, and an angry tenderness put us back on that track. From aimless entities, you transformed us into beings empowered with a direction in life.
You set us out on a journey and you walked with us. Neither did you lead us from the front, nor did you prod us from behind. But you walked with us, hand in hand, as an eternal companion, talking to us in silent speech so that we would never feel lonely.
Your love has been and will continue to be the only driving force of our lives. You guided us, Swami, like a master, with divine humanness. And if not for your guidance, we would be like misled fireflies, tempted to their doom into lamps that they perceive to be the sun.
A mother of gentle firmness, you molded us. A father of angry tenderness, you corrected us. And a master of divine humanness, you guided us. And a friend who spoke to us in silent speech, you accompanied us. For all that you have done for us, Swami, how can we ever thank you? How can we ever try to comprehend your lofty mission of love in its totality, even in retrospect?
Your love has been and will continue to be the only driving force, Swami, and all we can do is sit back and watch at thy lofty mission of love.
For we know, Swami, that your hand that has guided us all through will surely guide us all along.
Dearest Swami, I am deeply grateful to you because you taught me that when prayers go up, blessings come down, and this in the most beautiful of ways. My mother had a deep desire to worship your robe, and she asked me to pray to you for it. I got this opportunity in my third standard vacation as I sat for your afternoon darshan, and you stood majestically on the veranda. With an all-knowing smile on your face, you looked at me and asked, "What do you want?" And I ran up to you and said, "Swami, I want your robe." Looking surprised, you pointed to the robe you were then wearing and asked, "Do you want this robe?" I said, "No, Swami, but I want your robe." You smiled a mischievous smile, patted my cheeks, and said, I will give," and continued to walk into the interview room. About a month later, on the 21st of May, at the end of a Trai session in Bindavan, as you walked back, you beckoned me, and I got up to say, "Swami, I want your..." And before I could even complete this sentence, you smiled and said, I will give," patted my cheek, and walked upstairs. Like every evening,
You came on to the first floor balcony right in front of your room to bless all of us. But today, you had your hand right behind you. You gently bent down and inquired, "Where is that small boy?" And immediately, I was ushered right in front of all the student brothers. As I looked up, you gently asked me, "Will you catch?" I nodded, "Yes, Swami," though I was really confused. And then came your master stroke, Swami. You drew your hand right from behind you and showered your blessings from above as you threw your robe into my hands where I stood below. And then I realized that when prayers go up, blessings come down indeed. And this is how you answered my mother's prayers. Swami, after you took Mahasamadhi, all I could do was recollect these experiences. And it was then I realized that the physical form that adorned the robe may no longer exist, but the robe that adorned the physical form still stands as a testimony for your love for all of us. Your love for us is unfathomable, Swami, and our love for you will only increase with each passing moment. And all that we can say today is, we love you, Swami.
Sun lo एकांत र निकटमा प्रकृतिको कागबीच उभेको रवि रश्मिबाट पात फल फूल फुलेको हागभरि बसन्तसँगै बिहगमन भएको सिक्दै छन् पोहोर र परार साल जस्तै बचेराहरू उड्न नील गगनमा आफ्नो स्वतन्त्र अस्तित्व खोज्न आएको छु आज हजुरको आँगनमा मेरो धन्यवाद चढाउन मेरो धन्यवाद चढाउन
म आए थे 5 वर्ष अगाडि हजुरको आँगनमा कृतज्ञता प्रकट गर्दैछु आज हजुरको चरणमा लोचनका तारा हे मेरा साई प्यारा ममताको कोसेली बोकी यात्रा अघि बढाउँदैछु हृदय माझा राखेर हजुरलाई सधैँ पुज्नेछु हृदय माझा राखेर हजुरलाई स्वामी सधैँ पुज्नेछु पाएको ज्ञान विवेक जीवन उपहार सम्झनेछु
न्यानो मायालु सम्बन्ध गाँसिँदैछ पक्षी र पातहरू माझ त्यस्तै मानवता र अनुशासनका गीत गाइँदैछ प्रत्येक साँझ औँसी र पुर्ने दिन र रात सबैसित जुझ्न सिक्दैछन् बचेराहरू आउँदैछ त्यो दिन पनि आउँदैछ त्यो दिन पनि बिछोरका बोकेर खुसी र वेदनाहरू स्वामी अबको यात्रा हिजोको भन्दा नियास्रो निर्जन पथहरू तर तपाईँ दिनुहुन्छ जाऊ जाऊ आकाश छौ यस्तै शुभकामनाहरू त्यसैले गर्दा न त थाक्ने नै छन् न त हार्ने नै छन् मेरा यी जुझारू पाइलाहरू विश्वको इतिहासमा लेखिरहनेछु साईकै रचनाहरू केवल साईकै रचनाहरू
कञ्चनजङ्घाको काखमा बसी टिस्टा र रङ्गीतको पवित्रतामा रमी अनेकौं विद्यार्थीलाई सत्यको नीति सिकाउने प्रेम स्वरूप लारा भनी बङ्गारुको संज्ञा दिने हे साईआमा मेरो जीवन तपाईँको सन्देश बनाउँछु
हाम्रो जीवन तपाईँको सन्देश बनाउँछ
Swami, it was one of those beautiful evening darshans in this very hall. You arrived in your car to grant your darshan to the multitudes waiting. I was sitting in the 6th line waiting to have an eye-to-eye contact with you. Just as you passed by me, you gave a sharp turn and looked straight into my eyes, and at that instant, tears of joy flowed down my cheeks. But the mind, doubtful that it always is, kept troubling me. Swami, did you really look into my eyes? Or at someone else? A flood of such thoughts surged in my mind, and I was waiting for a confirmation from you. Suddenly there was commotion all around, and you came for another round of darshan. And this time, again you turned and gave a sideward glance. But my monkey mind would not give up. I was waiting for a stronger confirmation. I had a list of bhajans in my mind from which I wanted one to be sung. Bhajans went on, and finally a bhajan from my chosen list was sung, and that turned out to be the last bhajan for that day. But why can't it be a coincidence? For aren't bhajans pre-planned? My mind argued, and this was getting nowhere. I felt that an Abhayahasta would convince me and dispel all my doubts, for my mind was least expecting it. My prayers intensified. Swami, Aarti got over, and lo and behold, you raised both your hands and profusely blessed all of us with your Abhayahasta. I was immersed in tears of joy. Swami, that day happened to be the 25th of March 2011. Little did I know that that was the last physical darshan I was to witness. But you knew it all so well, and you firmly established yourself in my heart. Swami, You spoke not that day, yet left no questions unanswered. Yes, my mind initially swayed, but the doubts no longer stay. Swami, every moment of your life, you live for us and for us alone, satisfying every small desire of ours. Words fail me miserably in expressing my gratitude to you. O compassionate Lord, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Best even when you say nothing at all. And you wanted to teach me that you are the Hriday Nivasi, the indweller of every heart. It was back in my 11th standard in Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam. That's when I asked you, Swami, what I should pursue after my schooling.
At that time, you just replied that you would tell me later. So I waited. I entered the 12th standard, and soon board exams were just around the corner, but I had no answer. So that day, I thought that I would ask you the question by writing a letter. And I was busy writing this letter during the evening darshan session, and that's when you came. But I was so engrossed in this letter that I was oblivious to what you were doing. And when you came nearer, I gave you the letter, but you refused. My heart was broken. I was shattered. And with tears in my eyes, I looked at you during the darshan, and all that you did, Swami, was smile. After the darshan, I came out with a very heavy heart, not knowing what to do. And I met my grandmother. She looked very happy. And then she said, Swami told me that you should continue in sciences. And then it struck me what had happened. As I was writing this letter over here, Swami, at that very instant, you were speaking to my grandmother about my future. The prayer was answered even before it was completed. And that summer, I spent joyously thinking of some more days with the physical presence of yours till the 24th of April. That day my dreams were shred into pieces. But so gracious that you were, even though you had shut one door, you opened another for me. You would come in my dreams and then ask me so lovingly, how is the food? How are your subjects? How is the new hostel? And then whenever I expressed any problem, you would say that you would take care, and I would see them being taken care of. Swami, when I was a child, I used to think that you knew magic because you could create anything with a wave of your hand. But now I know, Swami, that it was not magic, it was alchemy, because with that very hand, you can transmute any one of us into the instrument that you want us to be.
मायूसियों में घिरे जो जिंदगी कभी जिस पल तेरा नाम लूं लब मुस्कुराएं तभी
ममता के मंदिर की है तू सबसे प्यारी मूरत माँ भूल जाए सारे गम देख तेरी सूरत
जब मुसीबत अचानक सामने आ जाए हम किसी को बुलाएं या नहीं
बस एक ही शब्द होठों पर आ जरूर जाता है वो है माँ क्योंकि बस तुम ही हो जिस पर हमें पूरा भरोसा है
माँ तेरे प्यार को ना हम समझ पाए हैं ना समझ पाएंगे और समझना चाहते भी नहीं चाहते हैं तो बस यही कि डूबे रहें तेरे प्यार में सदा
उलझन भरी इस दुनिया में एक तू ही तो है माँ जिसके साये में जिंदगी का सफर सुहाना हो जाता है
तुमने छोड़ा है कब साथ मेरा थामे हो आज भी हाथ मेरा कोई मंजिल कोई रहे गुजर हो आज भी तुम मेरे हम सफर हो
जीवन के इस सफर में तेरी डांट तेरी फटकार है तेरा प्यार
वो प्यार ही तो है जिसने हमें आगे बढ़ाया जब गिरे तो उठाया
कहते हैं कि भगवान हमेशा सबके साथ नहीं रह सकते इसीलिए माँ को धरती पर भेज दिया
तो साई माँ तुम ही बताओ जब तुम ही हमारी माँ बनकर आ गई तो हम तुम्हारा शुक्रिया अदा कैसे करें
वादा है कि तेरे इस प्यार को हम दुनिया में फैलाएंगे माँ हमारी तरफ से प्यार की ये एक छोटी सी भेंट
जाएगी तेरे होते किस का डर, तू दुआओं का है घर। माँ मेरी माँ प्यारी माँ साई माँ, ओ माँ मेरी माँ प्यारी किस्मत भी सवर जाएगी, जिंदगी तराने खुशी से गाएगी, तेरे होने किसका डर,
Bhagwan. When I got admitted into the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, I realized that it was possible only because of my parents' fervent prayer that I should be with you. During my stay, you blessed me with countless opportunities to interact with you. But after every interaction, I would feel bad that my parents would not get such chances. I believed that for all their prayers, they needed to get that opportunity more than I did. Soon, this guilty feeling turned into an intense prayer. A year rolled by, and towards the end of my 12th standard, a classmate of mine approached me and told that all the outgoing batch boys, along with their parents, would get an interview session with you. I was elated and thanked you profusely for answering my prayer. But as days rolled by, I realized that such an opportunity would not materialize. I was heartbroken and dejected. Nonetheless, I continued praying to you. One night, I had a dream which went thus. My parents and I were in Prashanthi Nilayam when suddenly at a distance I spotted you. Surprisingly, there was no one around you. I rushed to you to inform you that my parents were here. You looked at them, lovingly smiled and summoned them. When they approached you, you directed them to take Pad Namaskar. While my parents were taking Pad Namaskar, you looked towards me and told me that you were extremely happy and pleased with the work they were doing. You also elaborated how my parents were striving hard to ensure that I was happy. The dream ended there. Swami, through this dream, you answered my prayer. Not just that, you also taught me to be extremely grateful to my parents. Whenever I look back at this incident, I wonder just how much more grateful I need to be towards my divine parent, that is you, Bhagwan.
Pratikshanam ma sukhame kore prema murti మా మనసులను వికసింపజేసింది మీ స్ఫూర్తి, ప్రతి క్షణం మా సుఖమి కోరే ప్రేమమూర్తి. ఇన్నేళ్ళు మీ సన్నిధిలో గడిపాము, తీయనైన అనుభూతులు పొందాము, మీ స్పర్శతో మార్పులు చెందాము. సదా మీ దీవెనలు, సదా మీ దీవెనలు వర్షింపుము సాయి, ప్రతి క్షణం మా సుఖమే కోరి ప్రేమమూర్తి.
స్వామి, కోటి తల్లుల ప్రేమతో సమానమైన మీ ప్రేమను ఇన్నేళ్లుగా ఇన్నాళ్ళుగా పొందుట మా భాగ్యం. అది ముక్కోటి జన్మలకైనా తీరని రుణం స్వామి. స్వామి, మీరు మాకు ఆచరించి చెప్పిన అంశాలు, విషయాలు, అమూల్యమైన ఆధ్యాత్మిక సందేశాలు మా జీవితాలలో ఎల్లవేళలా ఉండాలని, ఈ జీవన యాత్రలో ఎదురయ్యే ఒడిదుడుకులనన్నిటినీ విజయవంతంగా ఎదుర్కొనే శక్తిని, యుక్తిని, ఆసక్తిని, ఆపై ముక్తిని మాకు ప్రసాదించమని కోరుకుంటున్నాం.
అందుకే మన స్వామి అంటారు, అడవి లోపలున్నా ఆకాశమునున్నా, పట్టణమునున్నా పల్లెనున్నా, గుట్ట మీద నున్నా నట్టేటనున్నను, మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడెప్పుడు, మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడెప్పుడు. అటువంటి మన స్వామికి మనం ఏం చేయగలం, ఆ రుణం ఎలా తీర్చుకోగలం? స్వామి మనకందించిన అనంత అపూర్వ అద్వితీయ ప్రేమను ఈ సమాజానికి ఎలా ప్రతిబింబించగలం?
అందుకే మన జీవితాలను సత్య ప్రమదులుగా, మన నడితే సాయి సత్య నిదర్శనగా, పర్తీషుని ప్రేమ ప్రకాశాన్ని అందరిలో చూపటానికి, సత్య ప్రేమలతో అందరి హృదయాల్ని తాకటానికి, ఆత్మవిద్య నిజ విద్యగా తెలుసుకుని
మన వినయంతో లోకానికి సాయి విలువలను చాటుతూ, ప్రేమతో లోకాన్ని ఏకం చేయుటకై మన జీవితాలను సంపూర్ణంగా అంకితం చేసి సత్య ఆర్తి నిండిన సాయి విద్యార్థులుగా మెలుగుదాం. సత్యధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమహింసలనే మానవతా విలువలతో మన జీవితాలను సాగించి మన మానవ జన్మను సార్థకం చేసుకుందాం.
తల్లిదండ్రులే దైవ స్వరూపులు, దైవ సమానులు అని ప్రబోధించారు మన స్వామి. ఆనాడు ఈశ్వరమ్మ గారు విద్య, వైద్య, తాగునీటి సదుపాయాలు ఏర్పాటు చేయమని కోరిన చిన్న కోరికలను శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విశ్వవిద్యాలయం, సూపర్ స్పెషాలిటీ హాస్పిటల్లు, వాటర్ ప్రాజెక్టులు ఏర్పాటు చేసి మహోన్నతంగా తల్లి కోరికను తీర్చిన మన స్వామి జగతికే సందేశంగా నిలిచారు. మన విశ్వవిద్యాలయంలో లౌకిక విద్యతో పాటు ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్యను అందుకొని మన జన్మ సార్థకం చేసుకున్నాము. స్వామి, తల్లివై మాపై ఎంతో ప్రేమ వర్షించావు, తండ్రివై మాకు మంచి నడవడి నేర్పించావు.
నిజంగా స్వామి ప్రేమ సన్నజాజి కన్నా, సంపంగి లత కన్నా, జున్ను కన్నా వెన్న కన్నా, నెమలి కన్ను కన్నా నిండు వెన్నెల కన్నా, కన్న తల్లి ప్రేమ సున్నితంబు, సాయి తల్లి ప్రేమ శాశ్వతంబు.
చెప్పుట సులభంబు కాని చేయుట కష్టంబు. స్వామి మనకు ఎన్నో విషయాలు చెప్పడమే కాకుండా తన జీవితంలో ఆచరించి చూపించారు. అందుకే స్వామి జీవితమే స్వామి సందేశమైంది. మన స్వామి మాటలు జగతికి సందేశమై, ప్రగతికి సంకేతమై, సనాతన ధర్మ స్థాపనకు నాంది అయింది.
త్రేతాయో యత వానరాః, ద్వాపరే యత గోపికాః, కలౌ స్వామి విద్యార్థినః స్వామిన్ తమ్ సామీప్యం సన్నిధతవాన్. స్వామి త్రేతాయుగంలో వానరులకు అవకాశమిచ్చినట్టు, ద్వాపరయుగంలో గోపికలకు అవకాశమిచ్చినట్టు ఈ కలియుగంలో మాకు అవకాశం కల్పించారు. దానికి ఎంతో రుణపడి ఉన్నాము స్వామి. అందుకే ఇప్పుడు మా బాధ్యత మా జీవితాలను మానవతా విలువలతో కొనసాగించి, మీరు చెప్పిన బంగారు బాటలో పయనించి, మా జీవితాలనే మీ సందేశాలుగా తెలియజేస్తాము. తద్వారా మాకు మీరిచ్చిన సువర్ణావకాశాన్ని సద్వినియోగపరుచుకుంటాం. అందరినీ ప్రేమిస్తాం, అందరినీ సేవిస్తాం.
ఇవన్నీ వింటుంటే నాకు జరిగిన ఒక చిన్న అనుభూతి జ్ఞప్తికి వస్తుంది. ఒకరోజు స్వామి విద్యార్థులందరికీ విభూతి ప్రసాదం పంచుతున్నారు. అది చూసిన నేను వెంటనే పరిగెత్తుకుంటూ వెళ్లాను. రాసిన ఉత్తరం ఇచ్చాను కానీ విభూతి తీసుకోకుండానే వచ్చేశాను. కానీ 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ గల మన స్వామి ఒక్క బిడ్డను కూడా మరువగలడా? నిరాశకు గురి చేయగలడా? అందుకే వెంటనే పిలిచి మరీ ఇచ్చారు. అలాంటి ప్రేమ మన స్వామి ప్రేమ. స్వామి, మీరు మా వైపు చూసిన, చిరునవ్వుతో పలకరించిన, తీయగా మాట్లాడిన, చెంపగిల్లిన, దున్నపోత అని పిలిచిన, మా హృదయంలో పొంగే ఆ ఆనందం ఇంకేమి చేసినా పొందలేనిది. స్వామి, మీరు మాకు అలాంటి ఆనందాన్ని ప్రసాదించారు, కానీ మీకు మేము ఎలా కృతజ్ఞతలు చెప్పగలము స్వామి? ఈ జీవితాన్ని అర్పించడం తప్ప.
అష్టపదుల వయస్సులో ఇష్టపదుల మాకు చూపించిన స్వామి, మా తల్లి, తండ్రి, గురువు, దైవం, సర్వం, పర్వం నీవే స్వామి. మాటలకందరి మమతవు నీవు, మా జీవితాల మధురిమ నీవు. దయకు ప్రేమకు రూపు దాల్చిన దైవమా, అందుకో మా వందనములు.
రూపా దైవమా Dearest Swami, I entered the portals of our institutions at Vrindavan in 2011. Out of the many things told to us newcomers, one of them was that the rules of our hostel have been personally made by you. My thought at that time was, Swami wouldn't have personally made the rules. He would have delegated them to some elders who would have drawn up a proposal, and after necessary corrections, Swami would have approved it. This misconception was cleared one day. Every year in the month of June or July, we have an altar making competition in the hostel. It is an opportunity to dedicate a place for you in our rooms. That day, I got up at around 5:15, went for Suprabhatam, came back, and seeing that most of the altar was complete, I went back to sleep. In that 15 minutes or so of sleep, I got a dream. Swami, you were seated in the hostel quadrangle and all of us were standing in lines waiting to take Pad Namaskar. As I approached you, I was about to bend to touch your feet when you held me from my shoulders, stopping me, and said, I won't give you Pad Namaskar. You are breaking my rule, sleeping after Suprabhatam. Go away. I was frightened. I immediately got up and started to help my roommates with whatever little work was left. Few weeks later, one night, just before sleeping, I was contemplating on this dream and how the past few weeks had gone by. I had stopped sleeping after Suprabhatam. I had asked you for pardon, but didn't know what you had to say. Many brothers in the hostel have your 108 messages in the form of chits. That night, I picked up one chit, opened it, and it read, I am your proud mother. Keep it up. I was ecstatic. I really felt, Swami, that day that you were standing in front of me, talking to me, forgiving me for my mistake. That night, I realized, Swami, how much you have involved yourself in making the rules of your hostel and in making us a person you want us to be. Dearest Swami, make me worthy of being your instrument and let your divine music flow through this instrument.
Swami, we came to you as mere fledglings. Just like how the master craftsman converts the rough stone into an effulgent diamond, you have nurtured us with your love and transformed us from fledglings into majestic birds.
Swami, all through the years, you have taught us innumerable lessons for life in a way that only you can. As we look back at the footprints on the sands of time, we realize that you have been there with us at every moment.
And Swami, you have even carried us in your arms in those moments of difficulty. Time and again, you have reassured us, Ni intane, ventane, kantane, jantane untanu.
All along, you kindled in us the spark of faith that grew into a blazing flame of conviction that you will always be there, holding our hand and guiding us through this journey of life.
In the journey ahead, we might sometimes stray away from your grasp, like a child slips away from its mother's hold.
But whenever we stray away, Swami, bring us back and teach us to hold on to you more firmly and never let go again.
Show us the path we need to tread, for you know best what lies ahead.
Bless us that we share the love that you have given us with all our brothers and sisters.
Teach us to choose you over all else, Swami, for with you by our side, we need nothing more.
And with you as the center of our lives, the journey will be filled with happiness and bliss.
Tum ho to zindagi mein khushiyan hi khushiyan hain.
Tere prem ke sagar mein hum doobna chahte hain. उस प्यार को पाना चाहते हैं ओ रहम के मालिक इतनी रहमत हम पर करना
कि कल सीना तान कर कहे हम साई के बच्चे हैं हम साई के बच्चे हैं हम साई के बच्चे हैं
तेरी सूरत माशाल्लाह तेरी मुस्कान माशाल्लाह तेरा प्यार माशाल्लाह तेरी ममता माशाल्लाह तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है तुम हमारे सबके दुलार तुम हो साई बारिश दिल की तुम हो साई तू तेरा दीवाना साई तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है
Jai Ganesh. జయ గణేష్. పార్వతీ తనయా సిద్ధి వినాయక జయ మా జయ మా
Thank you. సకల చరణం కోమల చరణం మంజుల చరణం మమ గురు చరణం
శివ 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 శిరడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో శివ 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 శిరడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో
ఏక రామ నామ
శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామన పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామన పరమ శాంతి నిరాధార తో ఆధార ఏక రామన పితా బంధు సఖ సభకి రామన మాతా పితా బంధు సఖ సభకి రామన భక్త జనర జీవన ధన ఏక రామన రామన
నారాయణ जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।